Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third. The left fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frankie Crosetti. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Pipgras. Pitching for the New York Yankees, George Pipgras. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Hermann. Batting second. The third baseman, Woody English. Batting third. The right fielder, Kiki Kyler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rig Stevenson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Johnny Moore. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Root. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Charlie Root. And now, play ball. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Gerges. Combs moves to second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell takes first base on ball four. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Yankees. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hermann scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dickey moves to second. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann takes first base on ball four. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Chapman. Kyler reaches second base with a double. Hermann goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1 Yankees. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore takes first base on ball four. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Cubs 1. The Yankees will come to bat. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras strikes out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 1 in the game. Combs hits a fly ball into center field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Ruth hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root strikes out. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gerges. The throw from Dickey and he is safe. Gerges steals second. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Herman hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Cubs 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehrig hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Yankees. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 1 in the game. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dickey hits a fly ball into center field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Chapman. The throw from Hartnett and he is out, Gerges applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0 for 1 in the game. English hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kyler hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Yankees. Rick Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevenson hits a fly ball into right center field for a base hit. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 1 in the game. Grimm hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Chapman. Grimm reaches second base with a double. Moore goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3 Yankees. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hartnett hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Cubs 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0-for-1 in the game. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. English fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras is 0-for-1 in the game. Pipgras is called out on strikes. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-2 in the game. Combs is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gerges hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ruth. Gerges reaches second base with a double. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 0-for-1 in the game. Root hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Herman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0-for-2 in the game. English hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari misplays the ball. That's an error on Lazzari. Gerges scores. That run is unearned. It's Yankees, 4, Cubs, 4. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes English. The throw from Dickey and he is out, Lazzari applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Cubs 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Ruth hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Yankees. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gehrig hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Yankees. Pat Malone now pitching. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-2 in the game. Lazzari takes first base on ball 4. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dickey takes first base on ball 4. Lazzari moves to second. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. English fields it and throws to first for the out. Lazzari moves to third. Dickey moves to second. Two outs. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0-for-2 in the game. Crosetti is walked intentionally. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras is 0-for-2 in the game. Pipgras is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazare fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazare scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the Cubs 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-3 in the game. Combs hits a line drive towards first. Grimm reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 2-for-3 in the game, with two home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Ruth takes first base on ball 4. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 2-for-3 in the game, with two home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Gehrig is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazare scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hartnett hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazare scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the Cubs 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazare is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lazare hits a ball on the ground towards third. English fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Gerges. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chapman strikes out. Two outs. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Crosetti hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dickey moves to second. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras is 0-for-3 in the game. Pipgras is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Marv Guttet pinch hits for Pat Malone. Marv Guttet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guttet hits a pop-up towards short. Crosetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Herman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Herman for the out. Two outs. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0 for 3 in the game. English takes first base on ball 4. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Crosetti fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the Cubs 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Jackie May now pitching. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 4 in the game. Combs strikes out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Sewell is hit by the pitch. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 2 for 3 in the game, with two home runs and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stevenson hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Moore hits a pop-up towards short. Crosetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grimm for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the Cubs 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Gehrig hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Lazzari hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hartnett juggles the ball. That's an error on Hartnett. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dickey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman misplays the ball. That's an error on Herman. Lazzari moves to second. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chapman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stevenson. Chapman reaches second base with a double. Lazzari scores. Dickey moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 7-4, Yankees. Bud Tinning now pitching. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Crosetti hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras is 0 for 4 in the game. Pipgras strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 3 in the game. Hartnett hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-5, Yankees. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Gerges hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mark Koenig pinch hits for Bud Tinning. Herb Pennock now pitching. Raleigh Hemsley pinch hits for Mark Koenig. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley strikes out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pennock fields it and throws to first for the out. Gerges moves to second. Two outs. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gerges. The throw from Dickey and he is safe. Gerges steals third. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. English hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats English for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 5. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.